Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow.
I'm terribly sorry that we have no camel news, and this is many weeks in a row now that we haven't been able to deliver on hump day. So, you know, I don't know what to do about that.
Remember what I was talking about yesterday about how to tell a man by his shoes?
Yeah.
I think I've got the book, and I can give you a couple
what
of examples
you
at the end.
Book?
Well, I've got it on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, go on.
Here's the show. We'll
okay.
be back.
Oh, we'll do it at the end. Yeah. Okay.
Those two girls.
Morning to you. Toyo.
What is happening?
I just thought I'd mix it up. Hello, are you going to talk? Let people know that you're there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know how
you're... Unfortunately.
Much to my chagrin.
I mean,
I like the job and all, but I really could do without your stupid singing.
That's not nice.
Sarah, what's not nice is your voice in that key.
Especially because the first thing I want to tell you is something that is very close to your heart. It's about the bees.
Is it?
It is 100% about the bees. And what I want you to know is that there's an adorable custom called telling the bees. And I think you could adopt it.
Telling the bees what?
There was a time when almost every rural British family who kept bees followed a tradition. Whenever there was a death in the family or very important news, someone had to go out to the hives and tell the bees, okay? Because there is a belief that the bees are the link between the spirit world and the human world, and you would tell messages to bees to pass them on to people in the spirit world, okay? And if people didn't do that, it said that bees would leave the hive, they wouldn't produce enough honey. Or they
so they're gossipies.
Yep. So you tell them births, deaths, marriages. They're a regular little registry office in that hive, and they pass the message on. And I thought,
you know what?
That's a nice thought for Lise.
The lavender in my back garden is full bloom at the moment, and there are so many bees.
Well, you need to go out there and you need to start talking to them.
What do I tell them?
I mean, I don't think they'd listen to you with whatever you have to say. But give it a red hot go and let me know.
I like that. That is quite beautiful.
Isn't
Thank
it sweet?
You. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm here for you.
I'm going to tell them that your singing's really bad. I feel like I've been banging on about Remy's first communion for weeks and weeks. It's been such a huge saga. And the saga continues because something happened at the communion after party that has my goat.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Now, Sarah, first of all, invited herself to this family event, I feel.
I wouldn't call it that. You
said, can I come?
I said, we've got no plans. I said, we've got no plans on Saturday night. And you said, well, why don't you come over?
Three greeted Dave.
And I said, yes, I'd love to meet. You said, you haven't met my grandparents yet. And
that
I said,
was just a statement, not an invitation.
I said, I'd love to. I'm there. What can I do for you?
Well, that's right. But I felt that you saying what can I do was just, there was no meaning behind it.
There wasn't.
You just said it as something that people say when they're invited to something and they feel obliged to throw around that phrase willy-nilly.
Well, and you did put me to part. You said, well, you can go and pick up the pizzas. We're getting 20 pizzas made. You can pick them up before you come over.
Pizza delivery, that'd be wonderful. And I said, actually, do you have a cake stand? Okay, because I'd ordered a beautiful cake for Remy's communion and I really wanted that elevated look. Like it's different. When you put a cake on a basic plate or a board, it just doesn't have that grandeur about it, the grandiose sort
looks
of effect.
It looks a bit bogan for
it
a look, French
yeah,
event, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I wanted something with a bit of pizzazz and je ne sais quoi. That's French for I don't know what.
It means a certain little something.
A little something.
So and I have a cake
and
stand.
And you said, I do have a cake stand. And I said, fabulous. Mm-hmm. Bring it. Pretty please. Anyway, the party night comes around and Sarah waltzes in and I was like, I'm getting the cake ready. Can you pass me the cake stand?
I said, I forgot the cake stand.
Oh.
There was a no cake stand for my 10-year-old son's first communion. His one and only. They call it the first communion, but there's no second or third communion.
No.
It's a one-off, Sarah.
No, I did. I was so focused on picking up the bloody pizzas that I forgot to put the cake stand in the car. And I tell you, I've been self-flagellating ever since because I know what it's like when you extend an invitation, you expect there to be an outcome. And I left you in your hour of need. The cake, which was as big as, I would say, a basketball in size.
Yeah.
Had to be put on a piece of cardboard and all the time you cut through it, you were looking at me with these sad eyes and I'm sorry. But this is why we're an excellent partnership because you're the organised one and I am not. And I think every friendship duo has that dynamic and I'm okay with it if you are.
I'm not okay with it.
Is it too late? I did put the cake stand in the car for today just in case you wanted to put any leftover.
Why?
On. Well, because the cake was so bloody big, you over-cake-ed and I thought you might want it.
No, it's gone. I'm married to Dane, for God's sake. The cake was gone by 11 p.m. that night.
Sorry. Just look, it's a life lesson. If I go to a party, don't ask me to bring anything.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Guys, interesting article that I've been reading. People are up in arms about a new British TV show called Train Your Baby Like a Dog. It's a documentary-style television show, and it follows a dog trainer, an animal behavioralist, that is basically teaching parents how to apply animal training techniques to discipline their kids. Okay, so this includes bribing them with treats to encourage good behaviour, putting a kid in another room when they behave badly like you would a dog, and also using clicker training. You know how you do that with dogs? Like one click, two click, whatever?
I haven't done clicker training, but I've done the other two.
Well, this woman, well, that's right. She says that animal behaviour techniques should absolutely be used to help discipline your kids, that people have been doing it for eons, and that animals respond very, very well, so why wouldn't human babies? People are not happy. People are signing petitions. They're calling the network saying this is a disaster. This is it's irresponsible to put a show like this on television. It can cause huge problems. It can cause PTSD, apparently, in children. Like, just say a kid's been trained with a clicker. If they then hear something that goes click, click, then they do whatever behaviour they've been taught.
Well, it's not hypnotism.
Well,
is it?
Some people are saying that this is a real
problem. I mean, it does sound like a bit of a gimmick. How is she using the clicker?
Well, I don't know specifically.
I mean, I had a
friend. If they do something, if they say please, then she goes click, click. Because that's positive reinforcement.
I had a friend during toilet training. Had you heard of that where you use sounds to encourage them to eliminate their bowels over the toilet at a very young age so they don't use nappies? So when they need to do a wee, she would make a sound like, psst.
Oh, yeah, my mum did that.
Okay, right. And then to do a poo, she would say, caca.
That's what my mum said too.
Caca.
That's not a sound. That's a French word for poo.
Okay, well, there you go. So this is actually a toilet training technique that people use. And obviously, I mean, it's like training
it
dogs
works.
With that.
I can say it works. I'm very well toilet trained.
So it didn't work for my friend.
Well, that's because she's not French.
Oh, does it need to be said with a certain je ne sais quoi?
Look, I think I can understand why some people are frightened of this technique because, you know, some children with special needs, this is going into dangerous territory because some children need additional care. But I can confidently say that I do apply a lot of animal techniques to my two boys.
Well, like, what else do you do?
Well, you run your boys like dogs. That's
yes,
what you do,
okay.
Right? So you run them like dogs to tire them out. When they're young and they're misbehaving, you take them outside and you literally let them run like animals.
So they can't get into trouble when they're tired.
That's correct. They need to be outdoors. They need to be exerting themselves. Also, I don't talk to them until they've used the bathroom and eaten because male children don't respond well before they've their caca.
How are the anti-barking collars working on them?
Really well. They respond very well to a little white flag around the boundary line of our property.
A little zzz when they've just said too much.
We kid. We joke. Don't call our bosses
caca. Yesterday after school, My girl said to me, Mum, can we play Uno together? Or Uno, however you choose to say it. And I said, yeah, of course, no drama. So we sat down and we had about four games together and they were all going swimmingly until my youngest girl played the draw four card.
Ooh.
And then my eldest girl played the draw two card immediately on top. And I said, oh, no, you can't play a draw two on a draw four.
Yeah, it becomes a draw six.
That's a no. And they didn't believe me, so I went to the rules and checked it out. But then I've stumbled across the ultimate Uno rule that I did not know.
Okay.
You can only play the wild draw four card.
Yes.
When you have no other colours left to play. So you can't just whack down a plus four card on somebody and get them. You can only do that when you have no other colours to play.
Really?
Really. And
so what? So it's your last card, essentially.
Basically,
is that what it is?
Yes.
The wild draw four is your last card.
Yep. That's right.
That's a terrible rule. That's
just
not fun.
Rule.
And what it means is if you... No, I'm sorry. You can only play... So let's say you're playing reds.
Yes.
You have no
and you've
option.
Got a red card in your hand and a draw four card. You still have to play the red card until you have no other cards in that colour.
Right.
Going. But the other person, if they suspect that you've still got a colour that's being played, they can call you on it and say, show me your hand. And if they're incorrect,
if you've cheated,
they have to pick up six cards.
Right. Six, not four.
Yes. Yes.
Why six?
Well, I don't know, but it's a punishment.
What a complicated game.
What a complicated game. Do you think I could explain this to my 8-year-old and 5-year-old? No, but I think...
But did you abide by that rule, having
read it? We will be moving forward.
Why?
But
we used to pile them all on.
Make own rules, guys.
Draw four, another draw
then,
four, then draw
then
16.
It gets into a debacle when you go and play with another family and they're going by their own, you know, rules. And it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
So I'm telling you, this is a public service announcement. You can only put down the draw four when you've run out of that colour.
Or is it a public plea for your social life to...
Sounds like it.
Is it? I'm thinking it's more that.
You know what? It's a classic game and it makes memories, usually involving
bad
tantrums and sore losers, but memories
all
the
you.
Same.
Those two girls.
What is the gauge of a true friendship? What is that moment where you go, wow, this person has come through for me, or they've said something, done something? What is it in your book, Sarah and Aaron, that makes you go... Done, tick. This is the gauge of a good friendship.
I think it's when someone can come to your house and you haven't bothered tidying it or cleaning it up. I think that really just says you're an extension of my family. Come on in.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Aaron, do you have friends?
Oh. No, I'm not sure. I don't think there's a single moment. I think it's a collection of moments.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's not one single, because on the weekend I was at a footy game and I heard these women a few rows back in the bleachers from me, and they were having such a funny conversation, and one of them piped up and said, oh God, for me the gauge of a true friendship is whoever would come and get me out of the lockup. And I was like, I turned around and I was like expecting to see a really rough as guts. Like I was like, no, she was prim and proper. She was in her mid-40s, had a sensible bob haircut and a nice little crossbody satchel and wearing a fresh pair of Connies. Like, I was like, when would you ever be in the lockup? But then it did get me thinking, who would you call if you were in the lockup?
I'd call you.
You would, wouldn't you?
I really would.
You would.
Well, I certainly wouldn't call mum.
You wouldn't call your mother.
I wouldn't call my sisters because they'd tell mum, probably. I'd be too embarrassed to call my husband. And that leaves you.
It's a very old-fashioned way of measuring friendship, I feel. Mm. Like, I feel like back in the day, in the bars and saloons, you would be calling people to help to get you out of jail.
Well, who would you call?
I wouldn't call you.
I actually thought, don't say me. I'd be a poor choice.
No, you would be a poor choice. And I just think I can rely on you, absolutely. But I think I would have to manage your emotions. I would have to. You'd
what
be,
have you done?
You'd,
what have you done to us, you naughty, the judgment. Girl.
The judgment. That I mean, Sarah, remember that time you made me go into a police station because I'd had three wines?
Well, I was worried
and you
about
wanted
you
me
driving
to
home.
Breath test myself.
And you said you were sober, and I just thought, you know what, I'll get a police person to give
and
us a little breath
test. And
what did
they say to you? They said, you don't belong here and we don't give out free breathalyzers.
They said, if you can walk in here and ask for it, there's no problem.
What a life. What a life you live.
Anyway, I do have to think about who I would call if I was in the lockup.
Well, get back to me tomorrow on that, on who your final call is.
Okay, I'm going to give it some thought. Bye.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome back.
Okay. Thong Man. Both Rogue and Sweetheart, whether he's truly a bum or simply pretending is irrelevant. He looks the part. You'll usually find him stretching the definition of happy hour at the local dive, surrounding by his fun-loving, free-toed friends. He's the one ogling and howling from across the street as your skirt blows up in the breeze. Oh, don't be fooled by this overwhelmingly crude facade. Beneath it lurks a gentle, wounded soul. Pros, you'll always know where he's going by the flip-flop of his thongs. Cons, he'll always be at the local bar. Boat Shoe Man. Classically handsome, relaxed, elegant and sophisticated. Perfect for those Sunday brunches on his boat. Pros, you'll feel like you're sailing through a Nautica ad whenever you're together. Cons, all waves crash. Keep your wits about you.
Ooh, wow. Do we have sneakers?
I've got Converse All-Star Man. Classic slacker cool. These old school kicks were the Air Jordans of their time. These days, they stand for anything but rigorous athletic effort. Yeah,
true.
All-Star Man is often highly skilled in an outsider sport, such as skating, surfing, snowboarding, or even acting. He is happiest pursuing his own interests. A woman would need to be both daring and sexy to attract his attention. Buy yourself some sexy panties and make... And make him eggs on white toast while wearing them and little else. It will blow his mind. And that's all I have because it was a book preview. But it was very funny.
What's this? Oh, my God.
You mentioned basketball and it was a good excuse to cram it in.
Aaron loves High School Musical.
Not loves, watched it on the weekend.
You watched all three movies on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. In celebration of the announcement of the new TV series.
But you're 23.
Prime age for me. Like
it's
previously.
It's nostalgia for Aaron.
I'm going to play you the trailer after this and tell me if you think it's interesting, because I think it's quite interesting.
All right. Well, can I tell you a show that I wish would come back on Stan in bulk series? And Lee, Aaron,
why
you
Stan?
Won't...
Why single out them?
Well, because I think they're better with the older shows. Lee, you will get this. Aaron, you won't.
Okay.
The Wonder Years.
Yeah, and that was great. I watched that every day after school.
Every day after school. I can remember there was a really tender moment once in the show where the mum and dad, I think it was Norma and I forget whether Dave or something like that, and they had a fight, and then Norma was ironing and she burnt her hand on the iron, and the husband came over and asked her if she was okay, and then the wife started crying and they gave each other a hug. And I looked over at Mum, who was sitting there beside me crying.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what's going on? She's like, oh, that's just how it happens. That's just how it happens. You know, when married couples make up after having a little blue. And it's a show that got you right in the feels. Like Winnie Cooper was our generation's...
Yeah, but she was annoying. She wouldn't have been my friend.
Oh, come on.
Boring as batshit. Winnie Cooper.
How dare you?
I just know what to say to rev you up. There were moments of Winnie where she was so saccharine sweet. It was like, oh, gross.
You shut that hole in your face right now.
She was. You have to watch it and tell me what you think of Winnie.
I'm not going
to
watch it.
Distract us. Play us the trailer for High School Musical.
Oh my God, Aaron.
He's clapping.
Aaron, you should have been in High School Musical. I'm sure you had many a daydream about that.
We have to go.
Bye. And this
together.
We can make it. Wait, I've got.
I hate Winnie Cooper.
Tickety boo, off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.